Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Oisín Coyne is here with the sports news.
Thanks, Paul. Good morning. Starting with Gaelic Games and the Irish Independent reporting this morning that Colm O'Rourke has stepped down as manager of the Meath Senior Footballers, opting not to put himself forward for the third year of three agreed with the county board in 2022. He was given that three-year term when he replaced Andy McEntee, subject to review after 2 years. That review has been ongoing since, soon after the team's championship exit to Monaghan in June. In the meantime, two of his selectors, former players Barry Callaghan and Stephen Bray, have also decided not to go forward. To soccer, and in the League of Ireland Men's Premier Division, Galway United came within 2 minutes of pulling off a famous victory in Tallaght Stadium, almost getting the better of Shamrock Rovers for the first time since 2006. Patrick Hickey gave Galway the lead after 74 minutes, but substitute Danny Mandryu rescued Rovers with a late header in what finished a 1-1 draw. The side still level in 5th and 6th on the table on 39 points. And the Shamrock Rovers women's team are in action tonight, hoping to book their place in the FAI Cup semi-finals. Standing in their way are last year's finalists Shelburne. That kicks off at Tallaght Stadium from 7:45. And Arne Slot has enjoyed an excellent start to life as Liverpool head coach with 2 wins and 2 clean sheets. Luis Diaz finished off a lightning breakaway before Mohamed Salah scored for the second week running as the Reds claimed a 2-0 victory over Brentford in what was Slot's first competitive home match. Having beaten Ipswich by an identical scoreline last week after a strong second half performance, Slot wants his team to show that level of intensity throughout the full 90 minutes.
Especially our defensive performance today was really good, I think. The only two small chances one of them was big though. We conceded, were out of a set piece, but we controlled their counterattacks, we controlled them in their build-up, and apart from that, we created many good chances, especially the second half.
One of the things that's been marked in the first two games of this season has been the improvement in the second half, and that's borne out by the numbers. Is that something that's in your plan, that you want your teams to grow into the game, or is that something that's just happening, that's part of the development?
No, ideally you see the same in the first half as the second half, but I think we position ourselves quite well everywhere around the pitch, and we try to create an extra player over there in the midfield. And in the first half there's more energy in the other team than in the second half, but if you keep on insisting in what you do and the execution becomes better, and in the second half I think the positioning was a bit better as well, then it eventually leads to gaps that open up, and I think especially in the end you could see that Brentford didn't have the legs anymore to defend us, and that also has to do with what we put in the first half.
Arne Slot there speaking to Sky Sports. Elsewhere, Chelsea bounced back from their opening defeat to Manchester City by smashing Wolves 6-2. Nani Madueke with a hat-trick in that one. And Bournemouth and Newcastle shared the spoils after a controversial 1-1 draw on the south coast. Bournemouth thought they'd won it in stoppage time when Otara's header flew in from a corner. Replays appeared to show the ball had come off his shoulder, but VAR ruled handball. And Celtic sealed a comfortable 3-0 win at St Mirren to continue their perfect start to the Scottish Premiership season. In athletics, it was a repeat of the women's 400 metres Olympic final as Rashida Adeleke faded in the second half of her Diamond League meeting in Poland to finish fourth in a time of 50 seconds flat. Meanwhile, Sarah Healy was fifth in the 1500 metres, while Nick Griggs finished 12th in the men's 3000 metres. In golf, Keegan Bradley held off the challenge of Adam Scott to claim victory at the BMW Championship, shooting an even par 72 to finish 12 under after his final round. Roy McIlroy finished in a tie for 11th on 6-under after closing 71, while Shane Lowry was a shot behind after carding the same score. And Frederic Lacroix earned his maiden DP World Tour title with a 4-shot victory at the Danish Golf Championship. His flawless final round of 65 saw him finish the tournament on 14-under par, with Tom McKibben posting a 2-under par final round of 69 to claim into the top 10, 7 adrift off the lead. Lydia Ko completed a fairy tale fortnight by adding the AIG Women's Open title at St Andrews to her Olympic gold medal from Paris. The New Zealander finished 7 under par, 2 clear of the chasing pack. Leona Maguire finished tied 37th on 4 over par, but she's among the 8 automatic qualifiers for the European Solheim Cup team that'll face the USA next month. And at the men's European hockey qualifying tournament, Ireland beat Czechia 4-0 in the third and fourth place playoff, a special match as it marked the final senior international appearance for Shane O'Donoghue after 242 caps for his country. And in cycling, Britain's Adam Yates took a sensational victory on stage 9 of the Vuelta a España. The UAE team Emirates rider crossed the line 1 minute and 39 seconds ahead of Richard Carapaz in Granada yesterday and said it was one of the toughest stages of his career.
I never suffered like this before. It's so hot out there. I mean, from the last climb, I was cramping full. and I didn't know if I could go. You know, I've had a lot of bad luck over the years in Grand Tours, and I really didn't know if I could make it, but I'm just so happy I could finally win another Grand Tour stage.
And Irish cyclists Eddie Dunbar and Darren Rafferty finished 27th and 76th respectively. That keeps Cork's Dunbar in 23rd place in the general classification, while Rafferty has improved to 95th. Australian Ben O'Connor retains the red jersey heading into tomorrow's Stage 10. The riders have a rest day today. And finally, there's two race meetings today. The first of a 7-race card in Downpatrick is off at 5 to 2, while the action in Ballinrobe gets underway at 10 past 5.